I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Guitarist, lute player, vihuela player, David Rogers is one of the guests for the Bloomington Early Music Festival. He's playing in the orchestra for the opera Tigane, and he offers a guitar workshop, part of the free educational workshops, Tuesday the 20th at 5. And he's also performing a solo show called The Two Guitars, and that's Thursday the 22nd at 7. They're both in the John Waldron Arts Center. David, thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Now, tell us a little bit about The Two Guitars.
I have a recording called Three Guitars. It's vihuela, which is kind of a 16th century guitar, and then a Baroque guitar, which is, I have a lovely Baroque guitar that's a copy of a Strad, you know, Stradivarius made guitars as well as violins. And then I've got also a lovely 19th century guitar that's a copy of a René Lecote instrument. And Lecote was the major Parisian maker in the early 19th century. And this is like a guitar circa 1840, 1841. So Luis was interested in having me play essentially that program that's from that recording.
Luis Ronquiola, who's director for Bloomington
Right.
Early Music Festival.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is that I explained I can take three instruments in a plane, and I wanted to use my own arch lute. I'm playing arch lute for the opera, playing continuo, which is a lot of fun. So that's one, and then the two other instruments. So that left two guitars and an arch lute. So I suggested we call the concert Two Guitars because it was, you know, down one.
What's the repertoire for the vihuela that you'll be presenting?
I do a lot of Luis Milan, which is very interesting music. It's strangely, you know, it got its foot in the 15th century and then also its foot in the 17th century. And it's written by a musician who was a little bit isolated from the rest of Spain during that time of, you know, the Moors were just thrown out and everything was really Catholic and, you know, the Inquisition and all that. But he was in Valencia, so he was like doing this music that was kind of out of the mainstream. And you kind of always kind of wonder, I mean, he was his music out of the mainstream and just this kind of isolated guy writing this kind of different music that's very linear, kind of oud like a lot of runs. People, you'll think it got a lot of flamenco kind of things, a lot of really fast runs and things, and very unlike the kind of arrangements of polyphonic church music that the other vihuelists were doing in Spain. And he really does stand, you know, unique in that respect.
So there'll be music of Luis Milan for vihuela. What will be the focus of your playing on the 19th century guitar?
There's like two big, giant 19th century guitar flashy pieces, one by Soar, variations on an aria, and then the other, a piece called Le Source de Lison that's by Napoleon Coste, who is one of Soar's students, actually. They're kind of fun display pieces that are, you know, a lot of fast notes and kind of excessive display. But that's all right.
We're talking with guitarist David Rogers. He presents the program called Two Guitars, and that's in the John Waldron Arts Center Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And earlier in the week, on Tuesday, a guitar workshop on tablature and how people communicated about guitar, and that'll be at 5 in the John Waldron Arts Center. You'll also see him performing in the orchestra for the opera Tigane, playing continuo on his arch lute. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.